prayer chamber all across America. All across Canada, they're calling in. They're calling in from the Bahamas. Even Africa has been in the prayer chamber. The islands, Australia. People are hearing the word of God. The word is coming to life within them, and miracles are happening. So be in the church by phone prayer room tonight with myself and Apostle Broadnax. Area code 318-754-0001. That's 318-754-0001. And press *5 on your telephone keypad. That will raise your hand up for prayer. And one word from God can and will change your destiny. That's tonight, Tuesday night, 8:30 Eastern, 7:30 Central, 318-754-0001. Join Apostle Broadnax and myself tonight. You will not be the same.
We thank you for tuning in to today's program, and we invite you to be with us the next time for another Master Key program for disciplining your mind for good health, success, prosperity, and blessings. Until the next time, God bless and keep you and yours.
KAYT, Shreveport Greenwood, 92.5.
Thank you for joining us today for Joyful with Prophetess Barbara Herman of Providence Family Ministries, located at 1350 Enterprise Road here in Alexandria, Louisiana. Now let's go to the Word.
Isaiah 6, 1 through 8, beginning with verse 1. In the king that King Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. Above it stood the seraphim. Each one had six wings. With twine he covered his face, with twine he covered his feet, and with twine he did fly. And one cried to another and said, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory." Verse 4, and the posts of the door moved at the voice of him that cried, and the house was filled with smoke. Then said I, "Woe is me, for I am undone. I'm a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of people of unclean lips. For my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. For my eyes have seen the King and the Lord of hosts." I got to say that one more time, because threes. My eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. Hallelujah. Then flew one of the seraphims unto me, having a live coal in his hand, which he had taken with the thorns from off the altar. And he laid it on my mouth and said, "Lo, this hath touched thy lips, and thy iniquity is taken away, and thy sin is purged." Also, I heard the voice of the Lord. Also, I heard the voice of the Lord. Also, I heard the voice of the Lord saying, "Whom should I send? And who will go for us?" Then said I, "Here am I, send me. Here am I, send me. Here am I, send me." Hallelujah. Lord God, we come praising and honoring and glorifying your name, God, because here I am. I am willing. I say, "Here am I, send me, Lord, and I go, Lord." So I pray that the eyes of your people will see and the ears would hear your instruction and your direction. And Father God, that their heart will receive what is said on today. And we pray all of this in the mighty in wonderful name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Subject for today is I saw the Lord. Don't you know when you see the Lord, there's going to be a different walk? There's going to be a different talk. There's going to be a different attitude. There's going to be a different altogether. So Isaiah didn't see this God to see until he said, "I." is personal, saw the Lord. Amen. So in chapter 6 of Isaiah, he is here recalling or recounting his call to be a prophet. Although Isaiah had been prophesizing in the first 5 verses, the 5 chapters of Isaiah. But see, it's okay to prophesy. This hit me hard. It's okay to prophesy, but until God say so, then, you know, you got to wait on that calling that God really told you to prophesy. Anybody can prophesy, but you prophesy, it comes from God, because you know that if he say prophesy or speak what I'm telling you to speak and you don't speak what he telling you to speak, you in trouble. The people not in trouble, but you in trouble, right? Amen. So here it is. It was in the year that King Uzziah died that Isaiah received the vision of God, where he was cleansed and was given a specific task or commission. When God called you, he just not calling you to sit on a bench. He calling you for a specific task, but it's still up to you whether or not you do that task. Amen? And that commission that Isaiah had was to go and proclaim God's word. And the difficult thing about it is he had to go to spiritually blind, deaf, and insensitive people. Sister Kevin, can you imagine sitting and trying to proclaim the word of God to people that is deaf? They don't want to hear nothing you got to say. They blind, they ain't looking at you, and they sure not going to hear what you're saying. Amen? But see, God first appeared his glory to Abraham in Acts 7 and 2. Then he did it in to Moses at the burning bush in Exodus 3 and 2. And then to Ezekiel prophecies. And he also appeared in glory to John that begins his ministry in Revelation in divine glory. Amen. So this vision that Isaiah got, it was a proper understanding of his mission. You know, we can hear things from God and still not understand what God is telling us to do. And it take maybe like it took Isaiah 5 chapters to get to chapter 6 so he can even understand what God was telling him to do. Amen. So, but before he could do it, Isaiah had to get some things straight. There was 3 factors that affected Isaiah emotionally. And this happened, and this was opened up the door to Isaiah receiving what he received in chapter 6. Now, the first factor was the death of Uzziah. The second was Uzziah's sin and leprosy. And the third was the Assyrian threat. Amen. So while Uzziah was king, his leadership had grown in every way. He was a true king, good to his people. So they had hopes and they trusted in Uzziah. And then when they trusted in him, they relied everything on him. Whatever he did, it was okay. Amen. So, you know, we have kings and pastors and prophets that we believe everything they say. Amen. And they had not known no other king like him since Solomon. So another factor was when Isaiah was disappointed in Uzziah because he had become a leper. And he became a leper because of burning incense in the temple when that wasn't his job. The job was of the priest to do, but by him doing and being obedient, he received leprosy. Amen. And then the third one was that during the time of when Uzziah died, the Assyrian conquered the northern kingdom of Israel and successfully attacked Jerusalem during Isaiah's ministry. Now, although Isaiah's death was painful, Uzziah's death was painful for Isaiah, but it showed how he looked at it differently. Some things God has to move out of our lives so we be able to see what he's saying to us. And so, but it wasn't until Uzziah died. Just can you imagine if Uzziah had not died, then Isaiah probably still would not have been able to see the Lord when he did. But it was until Uzziah died that he was able to see what God was saying. There are some people in our lives that God trying to move out of our way because they stopping us from from receiving or understanding what our ministry is, because we're so busy trying to satisfy them, take care of them, and speak to them or prophesize to them, till we get carried away and not listening to what God is saying. So, but these three factors was the ones that led Isaiah to realize that a different king is what he need. Amen. So here in Isaiah in 1, verse 1, is where Isaiah say, I saw also the Lord. Now look at these three things that struck Isaiah about verse 1. First, he was seated on the throne, talking about God. Second, he was high and lifted up. And third, his train filled the temple. When I was sitting here studying this, I'm just getting so excited. So if y'all don't shout, I'm going to shout anyway, Sister Tina, because I got excited. Because when you see the Lord sitting up on a throne, high and lifted up, you know he got all authority. And you know he rules all things. Amen? He saw in the vision God up on a throne and realized that Israel king had just died. But Israel God is on the throne. Amen? Isaiah died in the hospital, but the King of Kings still sits upon the throne. Amen? Isaiah even didn't see the king that God was on the Ark of the Covenant, but he saw him sitting upon the throne. You know, we so busy in the Old Testament that he carried the Ark of the Covenant. That ain't why Isaiah saw him. See, this was a personal encounter. He saw him sitting upon the throne. High. He had to look up. High and lifted up. Amen. A throne refers to the throne of heaven. Revelation 4 and 2 confirmed this by saying, immediately, talking about John, I was in the spirit, and behold, a throne was set in heaven, and one sit on the throne, a throne of glory before which we must worship. It's a throne of government in which we must be subject to. It's a throne of grace to which we may come boldly to the throne of grace. Because see, when you come boldly, you know that you have lived in a way that whatever you ask in the name of God, that he will do it. Amen. But see, you got to come humbly. You can't come high and lift it up, because ain't nobody can do that but Jesus Christ. Amen. Now he also says, the Lord sit high and lifted up, which represent his sovereignty rule, a universal rule. He is high above all the other kings. I don't care what king you call, he is above all those kings. This throne is high and lifted up above all competitions and tradition. Ain't nothing you can say. Amen. Then he explained how the robe, a garment he wore, was so large that the train filled the temple. Can you imagine anything that large and that wide that it filled the temple? The Lord's long robe also speak of his royalty and majesty. Amen. And the temple that he's talking about is the church, right here on earth, with the manifestation of his glory. Like when that praise team be saying that the Spirit of God just be moving. Hallelujah. That's why we can't sit, because we don't know when that Sunday is that God going to show us something. We got to be on a high and just be praising God, whether we feel like it, we want to, or whatever the reason is, praise him and see what would happen after that. Amen. Isaiah was also impressed when he saw above the throne the seraphim stood. Now, it didn't say they were standing on the ground. And the reason why I said it wasn't standing on the ground, because the next part of it, in verse 2, it says, for each one of them had six wings. They wasn't stretched up like Isaiah saw it in the first chapter. But they were but here there were four wings made use of for covering, with the two upper wings next to the head that covered the face. Can you imagine that? They didn't even want God to see them. We come into church naked half of the time. We don't cover nothing up. I ain't talking about Providence. But we come to dress way up the thighs, the tight pants. We come any kind of way, but here they covering their face up. Amen. And with the two lower wings, they covered their feet, or the lower part of their body. Now, this speaks of their humility and reverence in the one that they are serving, which is God. Amen. And then the other two was made use of for flight. In other words, they were sent on errands